This is 89.1 WEMU. Once again, I'm David Fair stepping in. Each Monday, we take some time to make sure you get the latest public health news in Washtenaw County as we continue to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Joining us on the WEMU phone line is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is the Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for joining us for another weekly update. It is greatly appreciated.
Absolutely. We're happy to be here.
So what are the latest figures for Washtenaw County in terms of confirmed cases and fatalities?
What we have really as of Saturday, and I should point out that we're just this week shifting to a Monday through Saturday daily report, and that's for a couple reasons. The Sunday reports, we tend not to get as many because some of our labs don't report. So we're going to move to that instead of a every 7 day a week report. So as of 4/18, we had 871 reported cases. About 249 of those were hospitalizations. And unfortunately, our deaths do keep increasing, and we are at 29 local reported deaths.
What is the talk within the health department and the health community in Washtenaw County and through the hospitals in the area? Have we peaked, or are we near the peak?
You know, it's hard to say. What we're talking about seeing right now is what we're calling a low simmer rate. We're continuing to see about 25 to 30 cases reported a day. And so one way to look at that is really this steady level of reported cases, even though we have social distancing and stay-home orders in place. So our conversation right now is about understanding what we might start to see as things are reopened. Now, given the issues that continue with testing and some of those concerns, hopefully any sort of reopening is going to be done in a very gradual way that will give us a chance to see the impact. And by that, we're anticipating that if we have this low, steady rate of 25, 30 cases a day with these measures in place, it's reasonable to anticipate increases. And for us, you know, we're already working, you know, all hands on deck. So as we have more cases to trace and to follow up on and to do all the things that we do around each and every case, we're going to need to make sure we have the resources available to do that, the people available to do that. Plus, as other services are reopened, some staff will be pulled to those. So we're really looking carefully at the impact of that and our ability to keep responding to each and every case and doing the monitoring and response efforts that we're doing.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cerniglia on 89.1 WEMU. And there can be no question the governor's strict executive orders have slowed the spread of COVID-19. Governor says she does want to reopen the state and roll it out in a slow and thoughtful manner. And as you just mentioned, that brings up a whole lot of issues. She wants to make sure that we have adequate testing. That means everyone who could potentially be infected has the access to testing. Are you on board with the governor's position there?
Absolutely. We have a lot of concerns that everyone that should be tested isn't necessarily being tested now. We continue to be using in Michigan the CDC's guidelines that have a priority for patients that are hospitalized, our frontline workers, folks that are more vulnerable and symptomatic. And because of ongoing issues, first that was more of a lab capacity issue, and lately it's been more of a supply issue, the swabs and the materials and reagents to do that testing. We simply haven't been able to test everyone. So we know we don't have the full picture of illness in our community, and there's a few things that are going on with that. One of the things that we've been tracking, and there will likely be some information coming out shortly, is probable tests. So that's a term used in epidemiology to mean that a case is directly connected to other cases. So a good example of that would be someone that has direct contact with a case, such as in a household. and then becomes symptomatic, but maybe they're not severely ill and they haven't been tested. There's a process within our case definitions and work to assume that that case is likely positive. So we've been looking at those and looking at those compared to our confirmed cases, and that is one way that we can hopefully start to get a little better picture of what's going on, but definitely is one of the big concerns that we are not at the point of being able to test broadly or widely to really understand how widespread. We know we've got that community spread. We don't know how broad it is, for lack of a better word.
Again, we're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator Susan Cernigli on WEMU. You mentioned personal protection equipment as part of what needs to continue to improve. There are a number of community efforts underway to make and present personal protection equipment for our frontline workers and hospitals and medical care facilities. Based on the feedback you're getting, is it making a difference?
It's absolutely making a difference, and we've seen, you know, steady improvements in the availability of that personal protective equipment, but kind of like with testing, we're just not there yet. So we continue to get steady but slow amounts of supplies. There's also been lots of volunteer efforts to make cloth coverings and cloth face masks, and those are being used more in community settings now. So we're working to, you know, gather all those materials and make sure they get where they're most needed. There's been a lot of issues in our, not only our healthcare providers, but our frontline workers in terms of health and human services in our non-hospital settings, like our long-term care settings, keeping all those places supplied, and then getting beyond that to community members and folks that may not have their own materials to make their own masks has been a very, very tall order. Things have definitely improved, but I wouldn't say everybody's got everything they need yet. So that continues to be an area of focus.
So let's put this all together. We still lack the appropriate amount of personal protection equipment. We do not have all the testing that we need. We're talking about trying to reopen the economy. As we project forward, it seems the common trait of thought is there will at some point be another surge in COVID-19 cases because we're not adequately prepared as of yet. Based on what we've been through so far to this point, are we more prepared for that second wave of COVID-19 cases should that happen?
It's hard to say if we're more prepared, but I think we're certainly all more realistic about it. You know, early on in this outbreak, we could see the impact globally, and though we have good understanding of the fact that pandemics happen and that we have some systems to be prepared for them, clearly we weren't quite ready for the magnitude of this outbreak. So now that we're in it and now that we've seen that to many in many ways, we can anticipate that a little better, but we're also fatigued and people are going through a lot, and those hardships are real for people that can't work and don't have resources, and for everyone that is feeling the urgency to get back to work. But you make a good point that it can't really be about the date that we'd like to return. It can't be about the fact that we all want to get back to normal activities. We really have to look carefully at where we're at, what's available, look at the data. Anything we do, move gradually and hopefully give ourselves time to see that impact. The last thing any of us wants is to see another spike in illness, perhaps a worse spike in illness, and associated severe illness and death with that.
Susan, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning, and I'll look to our conversation. I'll look forward to that again next Monday morning.
Thank you, and thanks for all you're doing to share information.
That is Susan Cernigli, a Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotions Administrator. For more information on the topics covered in this conversation and to access all of the coronavirus coverage produced by both WEMU and NPR, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.